I want to ask for your prayers today, and if you would like to read along with me in the lesson, I would ask you to turn to the book of Exodus. Like to read some scripture in the fourth chapter of Exodus, beginning with the first verse. Exodus chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. And Moses answered and said, "But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, The Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, What is that in thine hand? And he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, Put forth thine hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. That they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, Put now thine hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, Put thine hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord,
It's something that really the people of God have been very good at. Something that we have really excelled at, and that's making excuses. I mean, we are great at it, aren't we? And I want to talk about something that, and I want to put this scenario before you today. Something that has been going on for years and years, something that has been going on throughout the history of humanity on the earth. There have been many times when someone found themselves under conviction for their sins. They begin to experience within their heart great pain, great sorrow, great guilt, a great feeling of condemnation. Experience what David spoke about in the 116th Psalm, when he said, "The sorrows of death have passed me, the pains of hell got hold upon me, and I found trouble and sorrow." There have been many people, not as many as the Lord would have liked for there to have been, but there have been many people throughout the history of humanity that have found themselves in that condition and went to the Lord. so Moses, it seems, just continued to come up with one excuse after another. Everything that he would say, God would say, well, okay, then we'll take care of that like this. We'll do this. You know, I can turn the rod into a serpent and show that I'm with you. And, you know, God has a plan for everything. Let me tell you something. There's never anything. When you begin to go down your list of excuses, when you use one excuse and another excuse and another excuse, let me assure you of this. You're never going to reach a point where you're going to tell God something and he's going to say, oh yeah, I didn't know about that. That's never going to happen. And so, be not deceived. God is not mocked. You know what that essentially means? That means you will never pull the wool over his eyes. You will never out-thought or outsmart the Lord. He knows all about us. And so Moses pushed it to the point that the Bible tells us God saved and God is dealing with you and moving on your heart to do something, don't make excuses. Follow the Lord and He'll bless you.
Amen.
He'll bless you. Let's stand and have a song.
All right, Hale. Number 183 in the Heavenly Highway Hymn, 1, 2, and 4. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow me. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. I'll go with Him all the way.